This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Well, you know what? As Craig did say in the 8 o'clock news, it seems to be two steps forward, three steps back for Pope Francis, who rounded out 2023, approving priests to bless same-sex couples, and has then kicked off the year calling for a universal ban on surrogacy. Having said that the practice, I've got to, you know, get this completely right as a quote, the practice of so-called surrogate motherhood represents a grave violation of the dignity of the woman and the child based on the exploitation of situations of mother's material needs. It's a very interesting mouthful right there. And as you can imagine, this got us pretty fired up when we saw this news at Joy Breakfast, especially a very specific womb mate, our very own Rach, who's been very open here on Joy and everywhere about her surrogacy journey. So everyone, hold on to your hats, ding, ding, because it's time to put on your boxing gloves, Pope, because Rach has entered the ring.
Mate, I am ready for this.
Yeah. Well, just for those that don't know Rach, just take us back a little bit. Why did you decide to become a surrogate?
I wanted to experience pregnancy but not have to raise a child of my own. So why not help out someone who can't naturally have a child themselves? I had a womb that was sitting empty and I could rent the space out only, you know, for free.
Well, what I love is what you just said there as well. Someone who can't naturally have a child themselves, which is a lot of different people this world. You know, we're not just talking same-sex couples. We're talking many people, which is why it's just such a weird statement. But what was it actually like finding the right match and coming together to figure out, you know, who you were going to be going on this journey with?
Well, something important for me was being able to have a long-lasting relationship with the parents of the child that I carry and also with the child. I wanted to be cool Auntie Rach, so it wasn't entirely altruistic because I did have an end goal for myself of having a friendship. But you definitely have to find someone whose morals and values and things align with yours as well so that you don't have any, you know, tricky situations.
Yeah, well, like what the Pope was saying in the Pope statement, it's like, you know, we don't want exploitation. We don't want things to be happening. But what was it like actually, you know, stepping into that arena, meeting new people, trying to make those connections? That must have been both exciting and really weird.
Yeah, it is. But it is the most rewarding thing ever because at the end of the day, even if you don't choose someone to carry your baby for them, you get to know these people who have been on usually a really heartbreaking journey.
Yeah.
And you make so many friends along the way, not just with intended parents, but also with other surrogates. And no one is going into this to, like, rot the system or...
Well, you can't. From what, like, you've told us about the system, I don't think there's a way to do that.
Like, in Australia, it is
really big and detailed system.
Yeah, and it is called altruistic surrogacy, although altruism means doing something with no reward.
Yeah.
So without getting anything back. However, as a group of surrogates, we've all discussed this, and for us, the reward is seeing the family and or being part of the family and stuff. So there is always reward,
yeah,
but it's not a financial reward. It's an emotional reward.
In the Pope's statements to, like, quite a few ambassadors, the Pope mentions this exploitation of situations in relation to surrogacy, which, look, that can happen. You know, it's surrogacy is very different in different countries and all around the world to necessarily what's happening here in Australia. And I think we can all agree we don't want anyone to be put into a situation where they're exploited in any way, shape or form. But it seems like a really odd thing to call for a ban overall because you're discounting the huge number of people that are a part of surrogacy or enter into surrogacy not for those reasons.
The majority of countries that do surrogacy have really strict rules. They've actually outlawed surrogacy in countries like Thailand, who had exploitation of parents, particularly of women who were carrying these babies. Yeah. There are, you know, people go, oh, well, what about the women in the Ukraine? Because it was a really large surrogacy population in the Ukraine. It was a international, like, surrogacy destination.
Yeah.
But a lot of those women as well, they're not doing it for the money. And they do get some money, but that money is to look after themselves and their body whilst they are carrying this baby for someone else.
Yeah.
It's not to make a profit. They're doing it because the majority of people who do surrogacy love being pregnant.
I love the fact that we live in a space and a world now where we have science in a way and things that this can be done so that people can, you know, build their families in the many different shapes and sizes that they exist to be able to, you know, create a better world.
Yeah. The fact that the Pope is making these really broad stroked opinions is, it's really ripe coming from someone who is especially very fond of the Old Testament. In which there are so many cases of surrogacy. There's the case of Sarah, who had to ask her friend, whoever it was, to carry the baby so that her husband could have an heir to pass the name on to. And without that, they would never have had, you know,
I mean,
Mary and Joseph anyway.
Surrogacy has existed for so many years. I just want to know, what's it like for you as a woman who's been on a long journey of surrogacy when you see a cis male figure like the Pope making statements like this? You know, it's not like it's in the Pope's wheelhouse.
Honestly, the Pope can't even have sex. Like, literally, how can you make any sort of distinction about the way that people bring children into the world when you literally cannot even do the one act that brings children into the world?
So
one of the acts.
What do you reckon the Pope could focus his attention on instead?
I don't know. Maybe the fact that Mary, mother of Jesus, was a surrogate.
Oh, that's true.
God himself
an OG
is
surrogate.
A sperm donor.
Yeah, it already exists. There you go.
The OG surrogate. You crazy fool.
Yeah, there you go,
Shush
Pope.
Your mouth.
Yeah, cross one for the Pope, 10 points for H.
10 points for surrogates.
Yeah, and for so much, 100 points for surrogates. So big shout out. I know it's really irritating, especially within our communities, when people see, you know, statements like this from the Pope and things like that, because it can create just frustration and invalidation. But just because the Pope says that doesn't mean that's the view of every religious person. And we're very grateful for science and surrogacy and the people that step up to help make families stronger and better.
Do you know what? I really hope out of all of this, though, that the Pope actually gets some education around what surrogacy involves in different countries.
Well, even the statement, it just seems like a blanket whitewash, and it's just, honestly, I'm just, it confuses me.
I don't even
me.
Know why he's putting his nose in it.
Just
you
don't.
Idiot.
Yeah, nah. You stick to your corner, you do communion, we'll be over here just living our lives. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll be praising the gay community and surrogacy and all the things that we do and playing hot music like this. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.